Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and, as I like to point out each and every day, it expands our base. High drama in a New York courtroom. This appears to be the last day that Michael Cohen will be on the witness stand, and it appears that the confrontation between Donald Trump and Michael Cohen will be resolved by the jury sometime in the next week or so. Why do I choose to comment on this morning? Because the question is not, in my mind, whether Michael Cohen is telling the truth or whether Michael Cohen has somehow been prejudiced in his evaluation of Donald Trump. The question in my mind is, did Donald Trump do what he is accused of? Did he authorize hush money to be paid? Did he attempt to jiggle the books, so to speak, in order to make sure that the path of accusation did not end up with him? And is it fair to see Michael Cohen being accused of having set the whole thing up? After all, he was Donald Trump's lawyer. He was Donald Trump's fixer. Donald Trump relied on him for more than a decade. And now a lot rides on who a jury believes and what kind of case is made. Let me point out that so far, at least what I've heard and seen, Michael Cohen's testimony has not been discredited. Michael Cohen came in with evidence, tapes, documents, notes that prove his contention. The response of the president's attorneys is to simply try to discredit Michael Cohen. We've been here before. We've seen this before. What surprised me and really irritated me was that a group of Republican members of the House of Representatives showed up at the trial, sat in the courtroom, making it clear that they believe what Donald Trump is saying. They aren't there because they know the legality of what is being presented or not. They are there to put on a show of solidarity with Donald Trump. This parade of Republican members of Congress, coupled with potential vice presidential nominees coming through as well, I find deeply disturbing. If justice has a blindfold, then what is playing out right now is just not consistent with American justice. Now, some of you are going to ask the question, well, John, you clearly don't like Donald Trump. Well, the answer is I don't dislike him or like him. I just want the evidence to be presented in a clear, objective fashion. And if Donald Trump is found guilty, there should not be a hue and cry that somehow the whole thing was rigged. I was very irritated, and have been over the last several days, by Donald Trump's assertion that the whole trial is rigged, coordinated by the Biden White House. Of course, that isn't true. This was a local issue brought by a local grand jury, which has national implications. Joe Biden had no say in what Donald Trump would or would not be indicted for in this case. This ad hominem attack on American justice is what really bothers me. And I would be remiss this morning if I didn't talk about Joe Biden invoking executive privilege. Now, let me be clear. In the case of Joe Biden and why he invoked executive privilege, let's point out that the transcripts are readily available, as the transcripts were available in the Richard Nixon tapes. What the Republicans in the House are trying to do is to have audio tape which reveals that Joe Biden is not compos mentis, or that Joe Biden stumbles over words. They are trying to use an audio tape along with a transcript, to prove that Joe Biden is not fit to be president of the United States. Executive privilege is a legitimate assertion by a president of the United States in certain cases. I do not believe that when executive privilege is asserted for political purposes, well, that's a good thing to do. But in this case, what Joe Biden is doing is protecting himself from an abuse of power. The Republicans in Congress are demanding that those tapes, those audio tapes, be played. Their intent, according to the Biden people, is to take those tapes and use them for nefarious political purposes. Look, let's be clear. In the end, the question of executive privilege has been upheld by the Supreme Court in the United States versus Richard Nixon. And a president can, in exceptional cases, use executive privilege. I believe very strongly that the Supreme Court action dealing with Donald Trump and his suggestion of blanket presidential immunity is the real nut that has to be cracked in all of this. Should a president who may have committed criminal actions be shielded from exposure? The answer is no. Should a president who gives an audio tape and might have stumbled a bit on an answer, should that be used legitimately to attack a president in the midst of a political campaign? The answer is no. And speaking of executive action, when President Trump pledges that he will consider pardoning all of the January 6th people who were convicted, that to me is an abuse of presidential power. Thank God Donald Trump is not president of the United States. He can't exercise that authority. But the fact that he would so blatantly say that he would use it were he president should disturb every American who believes in justice. We will hear shortly from the court in New York the verdict of a jury. I await that with the expectation that truth will prevail one way or the other. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along and let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and sharing an episode with a friend or colleague so we can continue to grow and expand, which, as you know, is our goal. You can interact with me on Facebook and LinkedIn. And of course, my special appreciation and thanks to the wonderful producer of this podcast, Gogo Zoger. She makes sure that Around the Political World with John Rothman is posted each and every day. Gogo, thank you. And to all of you, well, we're going to follow it more. And we will see where we are tomorrow, right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman. See you then.